Hey, Esther here, and welcome to the Money Majesty Goddess podcast. And today I'm going to go over three ways to step into the abundance vibe. Because, with Mercury in retrograde and the planetary shifts and the energy expansion, I know that sometimes we can get a little bit into a funk, and it's not always 100% easy to remember to stay tapped in to your abundance energy at all times. So I wanted to just pop in and just give you three quick tips, three ways that you can step back into that abundance vibe. Ways that don't take long and that don't take too much concentrating and that work really fast. And the first one is to ask for help. So, if you're feeling kind of low or funky or not abundant, kind of pinpoint, what might be at the core of that feeling, and maybe it'll be obvious to you. Maybe you're just not entirely sure and it just could be like the energy of the day. But just kind of get the general idea of the main reason why you suddenly don't feel quite as abundant as you would like to. And once you pinpoint the reason or the core energy behind that, then think of someone who would be the best person, or even a group of people, like say if you're in a Facebook group that's supportive, and think of who would be the best person or people or tribe members for you to connect with and just say, hey, I'm feeling kind of weird, or I'm feeling this particular way, and I would just love a little boost. Or does anyone have, what's your favorite way to start to tap into your joy? Or whatever it is that you feel like you might need, but reach out and ask for help. What that does is it shows the universe that you are in receiving mode, and poof, that plops you right back into the abundance vibe. So that's number one. Number two is to help someone else. So just kind of keep your eyes and ears open. If you come across someone throughout your day that seems like they're maybe feeling a little bit low, just kind of ask them, how are you doing? But in a sincere way, to show them that you actually really want to know how they're doing, and it's not just a hi, how are you? Fine, I'm fine. Okay, how are you? I'm fine too. Because we do that, as humans, it's just sort of like a polite thing to do. But just show someone that you're actually there for them and to lend an ear for a few minutes. And when you allow them to kind of just talk about what they're going through, that actually helps them feel better almost right away, because whenever two people are making a connection, it actually boosts the energy. It makes the energy go faster. And that's what's called high vibe. That's high vibration. When the energy moves faster, it's moving at a higher vibration. So the person that you are assisting will feel better, and you will feel better too. And there are many ways to help people. I just gave one example. You could volunteer somewhere, you can help an elderly person cross the street, you can just call a friend and say, is there anything that you need help with today? I mean, that's simple and straightforward. There's always a way to help someone or something, an animal in need. So there's obviously many ways that you can help people, and that really helps you click back into the abundance vibe. And number three, yes, this is a good one. I wrote down my little notes here. I'm referring to them. This works for me every single time, and it feels so good. So number three is to think of three things that you feel grateful for right now. Three things. It could be people, a situation, something you have in your life, someone you have in your life, an animal. I always go back to the animals because they're teachers of abundance also. And think of three things that you're grateful for in your life right now. And tap into those three things once you have them. And just feel how good it feels to have them in your life. Just feel what that feels like in your body. And allow that feeling of gratitude and allow the feelings of how good these things feel to have in your life. Allow that energy to just flow throughout your entire body until your whole body is flowing with this beautiful gratitude energy and appreciation for these beautiful and wonderful things that you have going on right now. And then take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the nose. And that creates an energetic support of gratitude, energetic container of gratitude for all that is good and abundant in your life. So thank you. I hope these three tips have helped you. And I would love to hear if you want to pop in the comments and just let me know if they've been of support for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.